Dr. DeMuse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. And we certainly aren't dodging the sun. We love the sun here.
No, I tell you what, and that's great because school's going to end on time. You haven't had any backups. I love talking about this because we never get to do it, so this is great. Everybody's going to be out on time, and we're nice and warm, and everything's rolling right along. And I can't believe 1 week from Friday, that's it. No more. You can't have any more.
I can't believe it either. Someone said the other day to me there were 9 or 10 days of school left, and I thought, oh my gosh, how did that go so quickly? So we are, looking forward to the ending of school for all of our families, and a thanks to all of our parents and students and staff and this community for just a great school year and all of their support.
Judy, one of the questions Mike asked earlier is, why the school board meeting tonight?
We did that in our calendar, I think, a year or two ago. At the end of the year, as you can well imagine, the month of May is incredible. I mean, we have 2 and 3 things a night, and we have a lot of honors programs, and then we roll right into graduation. And so we did pull this meeting up, again, a couple of years ago with our calendar, with us kind of going a little ending in May. We can probably relook at that in the future, but for right now it works out well because we can also go to all the honors things that are going to be taking place in the next few weeks and not feel rushed to have a meeting.
I was at Bloomington South last night for their senior honors night, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Have you ever, in your experience in Monroe County, and I know you came from LaPorte, but in Monroe County, have you ever gotten through a year without any delayed days having to be made up at the end of the year?
No, it seems like we've had, a couple of things, whether it be, weather-related due to snow or, sleet or something. But it seems like we've always had something that has caused us to go another day or so. But, this is a great year, and we've had a lot of outdoor activity this spring, and unfortunately they've been hit with rain, and I know they've been rescheduling and double scheduling and everything else. But in terms of the school year, it's been wonderful, and it's been a great winter.
Now, tonight's board meeting, what is on the agenda?
Well, first of all, we'll be talking a little bit about our iRead3 scores, and that is a third grade test in the state of Indiana. And again, our students did extremely well. We had less students that didn't pass this year than last. But then again, you have to think about third graders coming to us that may not have all the support in their home or in other resources. So we're working with these children, and quite frankly, we're very successful as we take them into summer school, because at the end of summer, we know that almost 100% of our kids will be reading. So this is a great diagnostic test for us because we can target students that we can work with a little bit more in the summer, and then again, most of those children catch up and they're ready to go. So a big foundational piece, and we're really proud of our kids and what they did this year.
Judy, talk about that for a second, because the success story of taking the kids that didn't do well on iRead, giving them some summer experience, and then turning that around at the end of the summer, they're reading at level. What do you attribute that all to?
Well, I think, again, working on the foundational elements in the classroom, K-3, and then a student takes a test, and there are many different reasons why that student may not do well on the test. But then we put them in a program that is really exciting and dynamic. And by that I mean, if you ever see this program in action, they're using those standards that they'll be tested on in every dynamic of the program. And they do poetry and reading and singing. And by the time we do that, come back with that program, kids do extremely well and are fully functional in reading. Now, I'm not saying that they're, it's easy for them by any means, but at least they're very confident in the reading that they're doing.
How much of that kind of a program is attributable to the success of the referendum?
Oh, gosh. We've been able to put in so many tremendous supports for our children in terms of interventionists and reading specialists and people who can really diagnostically work with kids to take wherever they're struggling and reinforce that and make it easier for them. And so we're extremely fortunate for the referendum and what it brings to our children in the classroom.
We're speaking with Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSC. Summer school programs, what's the status on that?
You know what? We'll be rolling out summer school here in the next June 7th, actually, summer school starts, and we've got a full host of programming this summer, and we're very proud of that because, as you know, many schools cut back on summer school because of funding. And we've been trying to nudge that up and keep increasing that. And so we have all kinds of reading camps and English learner camps and math camps and technology camps. And we have a virtual summer school camp. And then we have an adventure camp, which is more daycare before and after the summer school program. We've also incorporated this year, and we haven't had it for a long time, and I'm very proud of that, an English language writing and math course for our middle school students. And we really stretched to do offer this financially, but we're really proud of it because we think we can really help some of our kids who get into or are going into middle school, and we know where their strengths are and we know what they need to work on. So this will give them another place to work on that so that they're much more successful at the middle and high school level. And then, of course, we have full high school programming that students can earn credits. And then we offer a computer technology support course, which students, by taking that and then working in what we call CRAM during the course of the school year, you know, working on computers, looking at technology, are really ready for the A-plus certification test.
Now, I'm going to dangle something out there because I know how well you'll do on answering this. But teachers don't do anything in the summertime, do they?
Well, I'm reading from this document that we have for our we now have put a document together for summer opportunities for teachers because we have so many things happening that I can't keep them straight, quite frankly. But this was what in the state of Indiana we call science textbook adoption, and textbook is a misnomer because we know right now for our children it's all resources. So we've adopted new resources for science, and there's all kinds of professional development going on for science, really preschool to 12, in terms of using manipulatives and aids for the teacher. So we're looking forward to all of that. We have a literacy framework that's going to be going on for our teachers to help them with literacy. We have a program for them for reading interventions so that they can really strengthen their interventions. We have an e-learning summit, which is really exciting, and we've partnered with Rich and Bean Blossom Community School Corporation, Indiana University, and Martinsville, along with TechEase, and we're going to be offering a full summit for teachers really to select the kinds of things that they feel that they need help with in terms of technology and using that technology in the classroom. So we'll be hosting that July 12th and 13th. And then we have a dual language summer institute because we're going to put a dual immersion program into two schools, Clear Creek and Summit. And so we're looking forward to that. Project Lead the Way training. We have an Earth School going on at Unionville. We have just all
that's
kinds
it, huh?
of other curriculum things.
Good. Well, it keeps them out of trouble. It keeps them engaged. It keeps everybody engaged. So that's if you can get the students and the teachers involved, hey, that's why – that's why people want to move here. That's why people want to go to the schools.
That's right. Keep moving education for everyone forward.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's great to see that the referendum can help add to all those. Some people say, well, what's the referendum really doing? Well, now you have some tangible things you can easily point to and say, well, these perhaps wouldn't be there if that wasn't the case.
That's right. Absolutely. We're very fortunate.
Judy, you wanted to mention something about preschool?
Yes, and another great opportunity for our patrons is that we've, you know, continuously grown our preschool. In many communities, they have not been fortunate, but we've used a lot of our federal monies to divert to adding preschools. So we do have preschool available in most of our schools for next school year, and people can contact us and enroll their children. We'll point them in the right direction, and we're looking forward to serving as many children as we can in preschool. It's
get them started.
It's a key foundation.
Yeah,
that's right.
Get them started. The earlier you get them started and acclimated, they're ready to go.
Judy,
absolutely.
Before we let you go, how are we doing on getting the bus stuff in order for next fall?
We are working on it diligently. We have subcontracted some of our buses to a company called Auxilio. We're working hand-in-hand with them at this point. We will be ready to transport our children the first day of school, and we're looking forward to a great cooperation with that company to help drive our children.
All right, we'll have a fantastic meeting tonight. Remember, tonight is the MCCSC school board meeting. Yes, it is on a different Tuesday because of the Memorial Day weekend and the wrapping up of school.
6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
Tell them where it is.
East North Southwest Drive. Can't miss it. Bring your compass. You'll find it right there on North Drive. And then we'll return to do we have school board meetings during the summertime?
Oh, yes, every month.
There you go. So we'll return to normal next week. Dr. Jamuth, we appreciate your time as always, and have fun at the meeting tonight.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Dr. Judy Jamuth from the MCCSC. She's the superintendent. We always enjoy catching up with her, Keith, on a very busy time as everything is wrapping up, but everything never really ends. It just kind of recycles into, turns into a different direction on all of that.
Just one school last night, Bloomington South, $5.6 million in scholarship offers for
fantastic
grads.
Absolutely fantastic. And that was their senior night?
That's right.
Call it?
It's up almost $1 million from last year.
Is that because there are more available? Is that because more are applying? What is the, I mean, $1 million is not chump change. Where does that boost come from?
You take just a couple of the kids that get into four-year rides for an athletic scholarship.
Sure.
That's big money. And then you've got a couple of Well scholars.
Great.
You've got full-ride scholarships in various departments. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.